On today's episode, Ypsilanti finds a way to support their local farmers market in light of social distancing. An EMU student org raises funds for a community halfway around the world. And the Washtenaw County Health Department creates two more COVID-19 testing sites for Ypsilanti residents. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. First and most importantly, we would like to address an error that was made in last week's episode. One story covered last week stated a man was shot and killed in an altercation at Maria's Liquor Store on Grove Street. However, the gunshot wound was not fatal, and the man is believed to be out of surgery and in recovery. We take accuracy in our reporting very seriously, and we sincerely apologize for this oversight. You can read the full story at easternecho.com. Those who like to support local businesses will be happy to hear that Ypsilanti Farmers Market is teaming up with Growing Hope and other local vendors to create the Ypsi Area Online Market. This website will allow you to pick up your produce from the safety of your home, and you can choose your pickup location. This market will accept EBT, SNAP, and Double Up Food Bucks. The pickup locations are as follows. Ypsi Farmers Marketplace at 16 South Washington Street, Ypsilanti, on Tuesdays from 4 to 7 p.m. The Farm at St. Joe's, you can go to at 5557 McGully Drive on Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. And finally, pickup for Zilke Farm Kitchen is at 1115 Dexter Street, Milan, Michigan, 48160 on Fridays from 2 to 5 p.m. The Ypsilanti Farmers Market is tentatively rescheduled to kick off its outdoor setup on Tuesday, June 2nd and Saturday, June 6th. However, these dates are subject to change. EMU's Filipino Cultural Student Org, Capamilia Club, has raised over $1,000 through their fundraising campaign in order to help families in need in the Philippines. With the donations collected, they were able to purchase food for 200 families in the Rizal province of the Philippines. Thanks to the overwhelming generosity of the community here in the U.S., Capamilia Club intends to continue buying food for their distribution to other impoverished Filipino communities. You can find more information about their fundraising campaign on their Facebook page, which is linked on our website. In COVID-19 updates, the Washtenaw County Health Department has partnered up with St. Joseph Mercy Health Systems and the Ypsilanti Township and the Community Family Life Center to create two pop-up testing sites. The pop-up scheduled for May 9th has already passed, but testing at the Community Family Life Center on 1375 South Harris Road will take place on Monday, May 16th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Testing is also available at the Perry Early Learning Center on 550 Perry Street every Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Curbside testing is also available at the north entrance of St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor Hospital located at 5301 McGully Drive. You can call St. Joseph Mercy Ann Arbor at 1-833-247-1258. As of Sunday night, Washtenaw County has 1,182 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and 81 deaths. As of May 8th, in the state of Michigan, 22,686 people have recovered. As always, you can find full-length articles on any of the stories we've covered today at easternecho.com, and you can reach out to us via email at podcast@easternecho.com. If you like what you hear, please consider subscribing or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening to the Eastern Echo Podcast, and please do your part to stay healthy and safe. Until next Monday, from Oregon, Ohio, this is Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Cabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.